Section 3, Transportation and Changes in the Cities. As you read, look for types of transportation used during this time, the hardships in travel, the shift in population, term, suburb. In the late 1800s, people traveling by land usually rode over rough dirt roads. Stagecoaches were still in use. Private transportation was on horseback or in family-owned buggies, carriages, or wagons. Steamboats still traveled the rivers, but were not as popular as before the war. It was a slow process, but new railroads were built and old ones rebuilt. Railroads became the main way Alabamians traveled from town to town. Railroads crisscross the state. Many railroads in the South were destroyed during the Civil War. In 1865, there were just 962 miles of railroads in Alabama. Between 1875 and 1900, the state's railroad miles increased to 4,226. Most of these tracks were in northern and central Alabama, where industries were located. Railroads connected all parts of the state by 1900. Many private companies built the railroads, but by 1900 they had combined into Southern Railway and the Louisville and Nashville L&N Railroad. Alabama railroads tied in with tracks that went to other parts of America. Products like lumber, steel, and textiles were sent by rail to cities all over the nation. Goods needed in Alabama could easily be sent here by railroad. Products were also sent by railroad to the Port of Mobile for export. All of this transporting of goods meant more business and jobs for Alabama. Streetcars in towns. Streetcars were built to provide transportation for people in towns. Early streetcars rode on rails and looked like small railroad cars. They were called horse cars because horses pulled them. Later, streetcars got their power from electricity. These cars also ran on rails, but were attached by a pole to overhead electric wires. Montgomery's streetcar system was called the Lightning Route. Changes in the cities. As industries grew, they needed more workers. More people moved from the farms to the cities. At first, families lived in town near their jobs. When cities became larger and more crowded, some families moved away to suburbs, areas outside the cities. People needed a fast and easy way to their jobs in the cities from their homes in the suburbs. Streetcars met this need. Later, automobiles would fill this role. The invention of the elevator allowed for the construction of taller buildings in cities. Taller buildings meant the same amount of land could be used for a larger number of workers. The population of cities grew. Think it through. 1. How did most people travel by land during this time? 2. In what area of the state were the first railroads built? Why? 3. How were streetcars powered before electricity was used? 4. How did the invention of the elevator change cities?